The literal translation of Malach of Tochein is grinding. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, giving examples of what a talada is. Talada hi amalacha doma la'av ne'elu avos. Keitzad. Hamachasech hasayarek ma'at levashlo hareza chayiv. Shezu amalacha told us techina. Chopping up a vegetable into small pieces, the Rambam says levashlo, we'll come back to that, is a talada of tochein. The act of tochein, the av of tochein, is taking one unit and separating it and dividing it into multiple units. That's what it means to grind. So grinding itself is an av, but the yesod of tochein is taking one unit and dividing it into multiple subunits. And chopping up a vegetable is a tolada because that's the same yesod of taking a guf echad and making it into gufim chalakim. So that application of tochein is itself a machlokas rishonim, and that emerges from the Gemara on daf ayin dalid amud beis. The Gemara on the third line has the following memor of Rav Papa: Haiman deparim or deparis silka. Chayiv mishum tochein. So what is the verb of parim that is referred to here in the Gemara? So Rabbeinu Chananel understands that parim silka is crushing, is kasisha. So crushing the beets, crushing the vegetable, is a violation of tochein. And as such, there's no evidence of Rabbeinu Chananel that chopping a vegetable is itself an application of tochein. So Rabbeinu Chananel understands that the act going on here is one of kasisha, is one of grinding. Yeah.
Is it possible to be in the direct that he says ke'en kasisha, not necessarily kasisha mamish? It doesn't necessarily mean to say that it's not.
Well, he doesn't say ke'en kisuch. It's right. He does not say ke'en chituch. He says ke'en ketisha. It's a form of ketisha. But whatever the act is it's not an act of cutting.
Does that necessarily mean that mincing would not be tochein?
That mincing loose? May not be tochein. Meaning there's no evidence that it's tochein for the Rabbeinu Chananel. As opposed to Rov Rishonim that don't explain that way, and Rov Rishonim understand that the act of parim that we're talking about is one of chopping. Now the Rush quotes that and has a problem. The Rush in Perek Zayin Siman Hey, the Rush says, quoting Rashi, Perish Tamua, Hu Davar Shu Perish Tamua Hu, Davar Shu Ochel B'Meschasich Oso Dak Dak Ein Shayich Beitchina. The Rush says, how could that be if something is food and you're just cutting it into smaller pieces? How is that a violation of tochein? That seems to be, at least by implication, Rabbeinu Chananel, that simply cutting fruit or vegetable is not a violation of tochein. And why is that objectionable? So the Karban Asana writes over there in Os Yud, Ki haTorah lo nitnashir lechol chasichos ketanos. The Torah doesn't present a shear of what's considered small pieces that would engender a violation of tochein. Meaning everyone would have to agree, and that's part of the confusion that we'll see as to where do you draw the line. But in the extreme, everyone would agree that you're allowed to chew your food on Shabbos, even though that is cutting the food into smaller pieces. I'm sorry?
That's in your mouth, though.
That's in your mouth. In a sorry.
That's actually
right? So then where do you draw the line on that spectrum? You know, I'm saying in the extreme, everyone would agree that there is an application of cutting something into small pieces, which is mother, namely in your mouth. And you're saying that's derech achila, so maybe derech achila extends beyond that. Where do you draw the line? That's part of the issue that the Rishonim face. But that's what Korban Asanel says. The reason the Rosh is skeptical, is there a violation of tochein simply by cutting into small pieces, is essentially, where do you draw the line? Lo nitna Torah shir lechasichos kitatus. But the Achvarim understand in the Rush that the Rush is of the opinion that there is no tochein be'ochlim. If you look at Tosus here, Tosus has Haiman deparim silka.
Did they say that the Rush means there's no tochein ochlin at all, or did they say that there's no tochein for cutting or chopping?
Sorry, that there's no tochein by cutting. Correct. Sorry, that cutting or chopping vegetables is not a violation of tochein. Correct. Thanks. So Tosus here writes, question? Tosus here writes, Haiman de parim silka, the parim silka, daf, or Tosus says parim silka, okay. Dafka the silka shayet chino, aval shar ochlin shari. That the violation of tochein involved in chopping vegetables is limited to beets, doesn't apply to other foods. Now the Nimukei Agrib on the side of the Gemara, he's Mitzayin, Tosas on Daf Kifshidalid, in the Knivas Yerek context, seems like everything always comes back to Knivas Yerek. Tosos on Kufidalid Mavez, Yermaskal El Knivas Yerek. Tosos writes, Lo Dami Lahad Amir Periklal Gadol, Haiman Deparim Silka Chai Mishim Tochein, the Hasa Mari Kishosa Chasichos Dakos Ma'od, the Hacha Mari Kishosa Chasichos Gidolos. That Knivas Yerek itself is not a violation of a malacha of tochein because you're chopping it into big pieces, as opposed to Haiman de Parim Silka, where you're chopping it into tiny pieces. So what the Nimukei Agrib means to raise over here in the Ayin Sham, presumably, is that the Tosas on Daf Kuf Yudalid distinguishes between large pieces and small pieces, but doesn't distinguish between silka and other kinds of vegetables. If Tosas here is meant to be taken literally, that the Isser of chopping vegetables is limited to silka for whatever reason, then that would be the more ready distinction between Knivas Yarek and Parm Silka. The Parm Silka is limited to silka, and Knivas Yarek is referring to other vegetables.
What would be the rationale to distinguish?
Good. Okay, let's we'll get there presently. Okay. So does Tosas mean that in such a limited way? Does Tosas mean something special about silka, that uniquely is situated to be subject to tochein as opposed to other vegetables? Is silka reflective of a broader category? The Ritva here, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, same Yerivim Askel. The Ritva quotes from the Ri, D'dafka b'ha she'eino ochel kamos shehu chat. The application of tochein in chopping vegetables, parim silka, is that which is not edible raw, that which is not edible in its current state without further preparation. Dafka b'ha she'eino ochel kamos shehu chat. Aval b'pas v'chayotze bo she'ro'oi la'ochlo la'alter harei amutter. But when it comes to bread, here we're now coming on to the distinction of whether yesh tochen shelo b'gdilei karka, which we'll get to. But the Ri's saying bread, which is edible in its current state, for that reason is not subject to tochen by chopping it up. It's dafka that which is eino ochel kamos shehu chai.
So when it says kamos shehu chai, is that like lab dafka means to say in its current state, or kamos shehu chai mamash means raw?
I think it means in its current state. And the Chidush Eran, the Miuchas Eran, has something similar from the Ra'ah. Kasav Ra'ah, didafka silka shu mechusar hechsher acher, the hainu bishel. That beets are not, silka's beets, is that right?
So
beets are not eaten raw. Is that true? You can't eat raw beets? You have to cook them? That's what it says, okay. So dafka.
According to Google, you can. I don't know if anybody does.
Okay. Sorry.
very specific technique.
Okay, whatever. But let's work with the anacha that it's not edible in its current state. So kasavar ar didafka silka shumuchusar hechsher acher dahainu bishol. That silka is not edible in its current state. You have to cook it. Ulafuke pas v'chol davar rai lachila below muchusar hechsher acher, as opposed to pas or anything else that's edible without any further preparation. The mutter there's no violation of tochein to chop it or to cut it more finely. The uchla de ifris. So here the Ra'ah comes up with this application of uchla de ifris that it's essentially edible in its current state, and you're not, by cutting it up, you're just extending or extracting that food from that which is already edible, and you're not performing any malacha that's mashmauti. So again, the Ritva says that silk is unique because it's nafal kamo shuchai. So it sounds like it's not limited to silk per se, but any vegetable that could be edible in its current state. The Ra'ah says the same idea, but frames it in terms of uchla de'ifris. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, that the attraction of this distinction between nechal kamo shuchai and not is from the sugya of knivas yarek. That the heter knivas yarek, the reason it's not a violation of a malacha, would be that that's talking about a type of food that is already edible in its current state, and not subject to toche. He says, "Kasav Ramach Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Havalei Lefarish Dafka Yerek She'enu Nachal Chai." So when the Rambam writes Hamachasich Yerek is a violation of Tochein, he says the Rambam should have subscribed to this distinction and should have said that it's only relevant for a Yerek She'enu Nachal Chai. Aval Yerek and Nachal Chai, if it's already edible, Kigon Shum V'chayotzei Bo Mutar L'chascho K'mo Apas. That distinction helps or allows you to understand the sugya of knivas yarek, that that's not a violation of tofen because it's talking about the type of vegetable that is already edible, something like shum, that is, in this formulation, nachal chai, or edible without further preparation, dubya de pas. The Meiri and Daf Kuf Yudal and Mubeis says this as well in the Knivas Yarek context. That Knivas Yarek, that's Mutar on Yom Kippur, Samuch L'Chashecha, is Einza Elokechosech Esakikar L'Chasichos Ketanos. The act of Knivas Yarek that we are matir Yom Kippur is analogous to cutting a loaf of bread into smaller pieces. Umeata Roy Lahatur Kein Birakos Shachilas and Kishen Chayim. And it makes sense to be matir Knivas Yarek if we're talking about a vegetable that's eaten in its current state. Kigon Chazeret Chayotzebo. But if it's something that is only edible cooked, so then the cutting up is of more significant consequence, And that potentially would be a violation of Toche. So again, back to the question of what is the difference. So it sounds like even Tosfos that suggests that the Isser here is limited to silka. It doesn't mean silka as a special kind of vegetable, but it's reflective of water category. That's what some Rishonim present in the context of Nefach Moshe Chai versus not, which really means is it edible in the current state or not. So the Ra'ah presents it in terms of Uchla de Ifriz, that if it's already edible now, so then you're not doing anything of consequence by chopping it into smaller pieces. That's just like removing something edible from something that's edible. The Tosfos Rush says a little bit differently. Here I dal in the days. Dafka b'silka shayek tchina shekein dark of the kach. Aval b'shar ochlin shari. That what's unique about silka, and not 100% clear in the Rush if it means dafka silka or silka more broadly, but silka is b'chlal tochen because it's dark of the kach. So that could mean this. Could mean that that is the normal way of preparing it for consumption, and that's why it's bechlal tochen, either preparing for consumption, or the Rambam's formulation that we started with, which we haven't come back to yet, was that tochen is involved where your mechazek has a yerek mat mat mevashlo is a preparation for cooking it. That's this possible idea of dark bakach. That's the normal way of preparing the food, and that is some kind of a tikkun ochel, which should be a violation of tochen, as opposed to if it's not at all necessary for the tikkun ochel or initial process, in which case it would be mutter.
What would be the rationale for, let's say, the ri and the tefa? Meaning, if you're not going to say ufla de ifras, what
right.
other reason would it make a difference about how you eat right now?
So that might be this dark of a kach slash kedei levashel, meaning if the malachos of sidur de pas are malachos that are done in preparation for getting the food ready to eat, so if this is part of the process of getting the food ready to eat, then that's a violation of tochein. If it's not adding anything to the process of getting ready to eat, they're not.
So it wouldn't really matter whether or not it's edible raw. It would only matter whether or not it's dark. Meaning you can have something that's not edible now, but also doesn't need to be chopped up. And so if you're chopping it up, then it wouldn't be a problem because it's not dark makach. Meaning, is it a function of dark makach or a function of whether or not it's edible?
So there are different formulations of your phone. I can't pin all the costs in the ri is eino ochel kamo shulchai. So you could read that. You could use the Ra'az Uchla de Ifriz. You can read that with the Rush's Dark Bekach. As you could read it as the preparation for Bishul the Rambam, it's open.
Tochein and Seder the past still didn't end up, like once you grind it up, it's still
right.
not edible. So
but it's on the way to being edible. It's a significant stage in getting it towards the plate.
So wouldn't that make sense to be more of the criteria? That it's, I mean, even if it's not edible now,
right.
that if it's at any
but
way,
if it's edible as it is, and you're not contributing to the edibility, whatever the word is, then that wouldn't be tochen, or may not be tochen. It has to be something that's a necessary step in the process towards preparing it that you need in order to get it to the plate. Iglei Tal points out in a couple places in Siman Yud Zayin, Os Dalin, and Os Ches that it could be this whole discussion in terms of Nefel Chai versus Nat, if that's relevant, that's all in the context of chopping a vegetable, meaning Tochein, Mamish, the classic Tochein of grinding flour, that's definitional. That's Tochein regardless, so you don't have to frame that in the context of Eino Nechol Chai. Could, maybe it's true anyway, but the framing of Eino Nachal Chai is relevant in the or most relevant in the context of chopping a vegetable, where you have to figure out, does this really fit into Tochein B'chlal? It's not the most intuitive form of Tochein. As we said, there's somewhere in a spectrum where you're allowed to chop. At the minimal, you're allowed to chew. You can chop food in your mouth. So there's somewhere, there's a place where you draw the line in the spectrum. We're talking about where to draw the line. So then, this factor, at least for these Rishonim, Nachal Kamo Shukai, may be relevant. The Agos Maimonios in Perakuf Aleph Os Ayin quotes from a Yoreim as follows. The Rambam here again, this is in the Derabanan. We saw the Rambam started with Perek Zayin is on the Daraisa front. In the Derabanan, Perek Aleph, Alach Yuches, the Rambam writes, Hamachasech es Hayarek, Dak Dak. I'm sorry, here we're talking about a Daraisa. Hamachasech es Hayarek, Dak Dak, Kedei Levashlo. Hareza told us Tochein the Chayiv. So the Agos Maimonides quotes from the Yoreim. First he quotes Aratosvos of Silka being unique. And then he quotes the din of Ein Tochein after Tochein, which we'll get to probably next time. And then he quotes the Yoreim. Aser lefarer peros et peru in dakin. You're not allowed to crumble fruit into tiny pieces. So the Rambam's lashon was cutting a yarek dak dak is called as tochein. And the Reim says, crumbling peros into peru and dakin is a violation of toche. But if you look in the Reim inside, the Reim has a line that it's unclear how you define dak. Let's say in the Rambam's context of Mechasech, the Yerek Dak Dak, to cut into fine pieces, so he writes that Shir Adakus Lo Yedati Levarer, that it's hard to know exactly what's considered a small piece for purposes of Toche. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber does not quote the distinction of the Bali Tosfos does not quote any distinctions between grades of food or grades of fruit. And the Chavar just writes in Shinkaf Aleph Seif Yudbeis Hamachasef Yarek Dak Dak Chaim Yishin Tochen Tzatz Loshen HaRambam. The Rama adds who had in the Asir Lachtoch Grogros V'Charuvin L'Fnei V'Kenim V'Davka Peiros V'Chadom L'Zeh Asir V'Almutu L'Farer Lechem L'Fnei Tarnagolim, because that's Tochen after Tochen, which we'll come back to. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Asir Katan L'Amachas Hamachasir Chayarek U'Midasasam Mashu Dafila V'Yirakas Shavai L'Ochlin Chayim. So there's no indication of a Chaber that we adopt l'alacha, the distinction of Tosfos between Raylach al-Chai and At. But we assume l'alacha that there's tochein of chopping into fine pieces by any kind of fruit or vegetable. And then he writes in the Be'er Lacha, Dibur Maskul HaMachasech, quotes Rashi Rambam, he quotes the Yoreim that Shir Dakusan Lono Delanu. So you have to be careful even to have to be careful not to chop food or fruit or vegetables into small pieces. Now we'll talk momentarily as to whether there's a heter of la'alter by tochein, and that will impact significantly on the halacha l'maisa of what you're allowed to cut or chop. But the way Rabbi Eider says it in his Sefer, and I think the later Sfarim kind of follow that lead, is that you should cut, if you're going to cut a vegetable, we'll see in a few moments, always better to do any cutting that's kind of on the borderline, some of l'achila, because then at least you chop the heter of l'alter, if there's such a heter. But if you're going to cut vegetables, you should cut them in larger pieces than you would normally cut them into. So if you're cutting your cucumbers into larger pieces than normal, then you're probably safe that that's not considered dak. This all very heavily connects to the question as to whether there is a heter of la'alter when it comes to tochein. And that emerges from a Tshuva Sarashva. Tshuva Sarashva, Chelet Dalet, Simen Ayin Hei. Chelet Dalet, Simen Ayin Hei. Rashva is addressing the same question as to what are the parameters of Parma and Parasilka. Why is that Aser? It says the Rashva, Mistabra, Dahad Parasilka, Davka B'machasech, Dach, Dach, Kedei, L'och, L'lamacha. That the iser of parasilka is where you're cutting it into small pieces, lahaniach, to eat it later, tomorrow, or afilu laboba yom l'arkasha, or later today. Lefi, shadarko shel silka l'chasko dak dak, be'erev bishula. So the norm is that you cut silka into small pieces before cooking it. So there's only an issue of chopping up vegetables into dak pieces if you're going to use it later on. But tita right away is hetzer gamor, because that is considered to be derech achila. Shelo asro al adam leochlo or leachol machola chasichas gedolos katanos. The Torah doesn't regulate how you eat your fruits and vegetables. If you want to eat it in big pieces, you want to eat it in small pieces, that's your prerogative. The Torah is not telling you that you can't cut the food that you're about to eat into small pieces.
Is it possible that's where the Korban Misanol got a statement from? Because that one line sounds like Korban Misanol.
Yeah, that's that idea. Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Beis Yosef thinks that no one argues on the Rashba. No one discusses it explicitly otherwise, but the Beis Yosef thinks that that everyone by implication agrees with the Rashba. The Gaon brings a raya from Kuf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the beginning of the long line is Kuf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. A maraskin es ha shachas v'es ha charuvin lefnei behema. You can't crush this animal fodder charuvin in front of an animal, ben daka ben gasa. And the Gemara frames this in the context of tircha. So what does the goat mean to quote from this Gemara? Rav Avadia writes, Chelek Dalet, page Reish Nun Tes. The Gaon is pointing out the Gemara on Kufnin Hay, when it talks about crushing Shachas and Cheruvin, is only presenting it in terms of Tircha, not in terms of Tochen, even though the act that you're doing of crushing these Cheruvin would seem to be an act of Tochen. In Meraskin, Rashi says, in Mechaskin. So if you're chopping it into small pieces, why isn't that a violation of Tochein? So the Gaon saying that apparently you see from here this hatra of la'alter. You're doing it for immediate use. If you're doing it for immediate use, that's not a violation of tochen, and therefore the only issue that the Gemara raises is one of tircha. So this Rashba of the hatra of la'alter is quoted by the Ramah that we just glossed over, pardon the pun, on Se'if Yud Beis. The Ramah writes, the whole iser of chopping food into, or fruit, vegetables into small pieces, that's only if you're doing so in order to leave it for later. If you're doing it in order to eat right away, then everything is mutter. Just like the heter of the altar, when it comes to boer, chuvas harashba, that we just quoted. Magen Avraham here in Sukkot and Tesvav cites the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim is Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Bedap Beirif Os Gimel. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Os Gimel. Shilta Giborim raises the question, Mehecha Tesi, that there's such a heter of la'alter when it comes to Tochein. Why, what gives you the license to be Mechalik just Visvara? I mean, the Rashi doesn't have a right from Gemara, maybe the God has a right from Gemara. Rashba doesn't arrive from the Gemara. Rashba just says, lo yitachein, that the Torah regulates your ability to cut your food into smaller pieces right before eating it. Says the Shilchi bar mechatesi. We know there's a hetter of la'alter when it comes to boer, but mechatesi that it applies to any other malacha. So Shilchi Gibarim is skeptical about this hetter of the Rashba. Magen Avraham quotes the Shilchi Gibarim, but he says that, nevertheless, the minhag ha'olam that he observed, was to be makel like the Rashba. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Mem Hey, the Yesh Mefak Beken Al Hazrezet. That's the Magen Avraham Hashem Shilta Giborim. The Gam Beis Yosef Kasav Sha'af Misha Mechavin Lechol Miad Gamkin Yizar Laftoch Lechasichos Gedolos Ksas. Even the Beis Yosef, who endorses the Rashba totally, still says that even if you're going to be relying on the altar, you should still cut your vegetables into bigger pieces than normal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, all things being equal, you should, even if you're going to cut la'alter, you should still do so in bigger pieces than normal. But if someone does cut vegetables very finely as he normally would during the week, samach l'achila, yesh al mi lisbach, because that is the literal reading of the Rashba, and you don't have to throw him out of shul. V'al kol panim, aser lasos ad yitzis beis hakneses. And you shouldn't throw him out of shul, because then that'll make ensure that he's not going to do this till he leaves shul, in which case it becomes motive because of the altar. Divinu samach l'suda mamish, k'mesh ha'kasavnu, shin yutes, Le'inyin Boer. But Hachoskim Abbasalam, that's known Dak Shav Shtayim Kod Masuda. But if you're going to cut it into fine pieces in advance of the Suda, Nala Alter, Karva Dabra Lomer Shechayiv Chatas, Abbasalam Masuda Bachila. If it's a Lacha Deraisa, so then you have the Maisa Shabbos implications, which we'll talk about more when we get to Bishol, and it would even be Aser Bachila. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah then adds in Be'er Halacha, Nida Yavel Borer, Ulechora Halo B'Borer Lo'etiraki and B'Yad V'Lo B'Kli, Das Chashiv Borer B'Chol Gavni. In Cain, Hayalenu Lester B'Nyanenu K'Shem Chasech B'Kli, Kiyem Mefar B'Yad. So if we're going to use Borer as our model, so just like the Heter of Alter by Borer is only B'Yad, not B'Kli, the same should be true by Tochen. Ein rivah shamar gam sham gam kemaza. When we call the rei poskim mashma dominyaneno, I feel like shem chasik pesakin shari. The way the poskim presented, it sounds like even using a knife would be mutter. The tankas the primigadim kavu bori the derech achilu kishavur biyadu lechol alter That taka will be usher. So even by borer, a sakin is sometimes an extension of the hand, and that's considered to be the adonavakli. Here too as well, use of a sakin as opposed to a more professional kind of grinding implement or chopping implement would be considered yad and akli, and therefore subject to the same heter of the altar.
Is he saying that using this type of knife would be considered borer b'kli?
No, in the end he's saying it would not be, because he's saying just like by borer, it's not really considered kli, it's considered yad.
So there's actually no difference between borer and tork when it comes to
right.
kli, really.
Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Is the Rambam saying, when the Rambam says that it's like preparing for Bishul, does that imply that there's no Eter out there?
That implies, you think, because he can't be in the Vashon and Shabbos.
Oh, I was going to think that. I thought the other way. Meaning, I was saying that, like, he's doing it, it's not just the act of cutting itself, but he's, like, cutting for, like, because he's about to throw it in the soup, or he's about to, whatever, like, it's...
Well, the Lush of the Rashi himself was a darko shel silka lechaslo dak dak the erev bishulo. So the way that it's usher is you're doing it in preparation for bishul, but if you do it in preparation for achila, that's going to be mutter.
Well, the altar is only mutter if you can eat it right away, and not if you're even if you're using it to eat it eventually.
Correct, after eating it right away.
Okay.
Now, the Chazon Ish disputes all the favorable press given to the Rashba. He disputes the Beis Yosef's assertion that everybody, with maybe the exception of Shilti Givorim, agrees with the Rashba. And he says, no, other Rishonim don't talk about it one way or another, so don't infer that everyone agrees to the Rashba. And the Chazon Ish also says, we'll get to this in a moment, that even those that are matir l'altar, even the Rashba himself, is only matir for purposes of cutting vegetables finely, but not for mashing. Chazon Ish thinks that, this is in beginning of Siman Zayin, Chazon Ish thinks that mashing is worse than chopping vegetables. If you mash a banana to give to a baby, then that's real, bona fide, unquestionable tochein. And that'll be usher, even according to the Rashba, even la'alter, unless, we'll talk about the Chazon Ish's kula, that it might be mutter ayidei shinu. So the mashing piece we'll get to shortly, but in terms of the la'alter piece, the Chazon Ish thinks that the heter la'alter is questionable. And the Rashba, rather than being the consensus position, is minority position, notwithstanding the fact that the Rama quotes it lahalacha. And Rav Avadya, Rav Avadya doesn't like that. Rav Avadya thinks that ein lanu levados machlokes, that don't make machlokesim where you have no evidence of a machlokes. He points out, the Chazon Ish writes, one of the Chazon Ish's rayas, he quotes the Tshuva Sadeshen, which we'll get to a little bit later, probably next time, quotes the Tshuva Sadeshen in Siman Nun Vav. The Tshuva Sadeshen, this is the source of the position that Ein Techina El B'Gdulei Karka, but the Nidon of the Tshuva Sadeshen there is you have someone that can't chew properly, so he has meat in front of him that he can't properly chew. So is he allowed to cut that meat with a knife finely? So that's where the Tshuva Sadeshen comes off with his chiddush that ein techina shelo b'gdulei karka. But says the Chazon Ish, why doesn't Tshuva Sadeshen quote the Rashba or raise the issue of l'alter? That's the easy way out. Why do you have to come on to ain't tefillah shel b'gedul lekarka, if you're cutting the meat to eat right now, so that's a hatra of l'alter. The Chazaniya says it must be that the Tumas Hadesh doesn't subscribe to the Rashba. So Rav Avadya says that the Shach already tells us in Tokfo Kohen, Oskes, that the Tumas Hadesh didn't have a Rashba, or a Ramban, or a Ran, and therefore you can't falter for not quoting the Rashba if you didn't have a Rashba. Okay. Rav Moshe, in Os Beis of the Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, disagrees with the Chazon Ish on both points, but on the Rashi point, he thinks that the minhag always was to the minhag was to be makel with la'alter, even though the Magen Avraham wasn't such a fan of the minhag, because he says common practice is to be makel. So it's true that, as the Mishnah Berurah already says, it's better to be machmir not to rely on the hetter of la'alter to cut into fine pieces. That if you're going to cut la'alter, you should at least cut in bigger pieces than usual, which is probably not a violation of tochen anyway. Rav Moshe says, the push comes to shove. In principle, we assume like the Ramah. If you're in a shas tzach situation, in tzarach gadol, so then there's what to be makel that even to chop finely samuch la'achila. So Rav Moshe doesn't think that the Chazon Ish is correct. He thinks that even though it's kedai lahachmir not to rely on the Rashba to cut into fine pieces, but at the end of the day, push comes to shove, in principle, we accept the Ramah's citation of the Rashba lahalacha.
That's Rav Moshe?
That's Rav Moshe.
Wait, only for Tzarach Gadol or in general?
So in principle, we accept it, nikar din. Generally speaking, it's better to be machmir not to rely on that for thin pieces. But Rav Moshe says, "Makom sar gadol," you can even be makel for thin pieces. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Someone's going to cut finely, so then you don't have to make a big deal about it. You don't have to give the mussar, even if it's not ideal.
Where is that Rav Moshe?
Os Beis and the Tshuvas
to Rabbi Eider. I have two questions. One is the fact that he doesn't have a rashba, it's not necessarily a raya that he doesn't hold. Meaning,
correct.
Should we throw a little bit of hilchas?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. Also. Is the notion that you should chop a little bit larger pieces, is there any notion of kula to that? Meaning,
what do you mean?
That's gufo what Rav Eider said. That's not chinah. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you're going to be somek on the heter of la'alter, so do it in a little bit of a different way, which is cut bigger pieces. But cutting bigger pieces is lamaisa, not talking at all.
Right. So we're saying we don't know. We're a little nervous because we're talking about a potential chashash d'oraisa anyway. So we don't really know where to draw the line. So even if you're gonna cut bigger pieces, better to do la'alter, because then at least you have the hedge of la'alter.
Meaning, if you're going to cut bigger, but we just said bigger pieces is not tofin.
Yeah, but it's still hard to know exactly where to draw the line. So it's still safer just to do la'alter. If you can do super big pieces, so then you're definitely fine anytime.
Right. And to the question of the banana be like a
gubin
of
gulakin,
like the
Rambam
talk about, or?
So let's talk about banana now. Okay. So the Chazon Ish thinks, number one, the Rashba is not accepted l'alacha. The Chazon Ish thinks he shouldn't accept the Rashba l'alacha. And he thinks that even the Rashba would agree that the whole heter of l'alter is only by cutting vegetables finely, but not mashing. Mashing is more analogous to grinding than it is to chopping. And therefore, the Chazon Ish thinks that there's no heter to mash bananas or avocado or anything of that sort, that consistency, unless you're going to do it with a shinoi, like using the stick of a fork or the handle of a fork. Is there a better word for that? The top of a fork? Handle?
You mean like not the actual fork part.
Not the fork part, the top part.
Yeah.
The what?
Stem.
Yeah. Okay, whatever it's called. Or the stem handle of a spoon. So, come back to that. Rav Moshe disagrees with the Chazon Ish mikol v'kol. This is Os Beis to Rabbi Eider. So he thinks that even according to the Chazon Ish, even according to the Chazon Ish, who's skeptical about La'alter, but he says that mashing is in fact better than chopping, not worse. Because if you're the primary violation of tochein, classic tochein grinding, is you have a material, and now you're grinding or crushing that material into component pieces. You're creating new gufin, gufin muchlakin. And if you assume that the Isser of Tochein extends to chopping vegetables, so there also, you have one vegetable, and now you're creating gufin muchlakin. You're cutting it into finer pieces that are distinct. When you're mashing a banana, you're not creating new sub pieces, you're just mashing a banana. You start with a firm banana, and you end up with a mashed banana, but you start with one unit, and you end with one unit. That's not a violation of tochein. So Moshe thinks that in principle, whether or not, whatever you say about la'alter, he says in principle, even if you didn't accept the heter of la'alter, then it should be heter gomer to mash a banana. The Chazon Ish thinks mashing a banana the normal fashion would be a melacha d'oraisa, and Moshe thinks in principle it's heter gomer. But Moshe says that essentially, and then Ramosha also isn't sure about the Chazon Ish's shinui. Chazon Ish says that if you use the back of the stem of the knife or the spoon, that's a shinui that's going to make a mutter. So Ramosha is not sure why that should be. We'll talk about shinui, probably won't get to it today, maybe next time. Usually shinui can knock down something from a deraisa to a derabbanan, or maybe knock down from a derabbanan to a heter. But if you start on the Malacha Deraisa, so how does the Shinoi knock that down from Isu Deraisa to Hatur Gomer? So Moshe is not sure about that either in the context of the Chazon Ish's argument. But Moshe writes that Lemaisa, in Efshar Lischok Sheyet Tov Latinok is Gam Bekata, Tov Lasos Kein Loses Gam Chita Sechazon Ish. That in principle, Ramosha doesn't think it's necessary to do a Shinoi, and he's not sure why a Shinoi works. But he says, essentially, Mishum Kvodah Shel Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish said, do a Shinoi, so all things being equal, you should, at a deference to the Chazon Ish, do it with a Shinoi. But if a Shinoi is not going to help you, and it won't be effective, then Ramosha thinks if push comes to shove, you could do it during the normal fashion as well. Rav Avadya wasn't even, Rav Avadya wasn't as concerned about the Chazon Ish's covet as Ramosha, meaning that Rav Avadya writes, he thinks that you don't have to think twice about mashing a banana in a normal fashion by using a fork in the normal way that you would do so. Rabbi Karr quotes from Rav Yashiv, you have to be machmir like the Chazon Ish by a banana and only do it with a shinoi. And Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, beginning of Parakhes and Parakva Sivkhes, Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman, to be machmir, to do it with a shinoi. Now, Ramosha is not sure, even according to the Chazon Ish, what does that mean? That the what's a shinoi? The normal way that you would mash a banana would be to use a fork. Right? Is that sensible? I haven't mashed a banana lately, but I think you'd use a fork. So the Chazon Ish says, so what's a shinoi? To use the top of the fork and the top of a spoon. And what about the bottom of a spoon? So Moshe thinks, if you need a shinoi, the bottom of the spoon is no worse than the top of the spoon, because you don't normally mash a banana with the spoon anyway. So he thinks that if you need a shina, even because the chazan ish, he doesn't think that using the bottom of the spoon is any worse than any other shina.
Mention this from
Rav Moshe,
but why is the
Shinoi
help if it is a potential
Derisa? So that's Rav Moshe, Sarathian on the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
So let's hold off on that until we talk a little bit about Shinoi. Okay. So now may be a good time to talk about Shinoi. The relevance of Shinoi in our context comes out of a Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So again, bottom line, in terms of the mashing bananas, most poskim either because Rav Choshesh for the Chazon Ish Be'etzem or Moshe is at least Choshesh for the cover of the Chazon Ish, assume that you shouldn't mash a banana in the normal fashion, you should use a shinoi. I'll have to talk about why a shinoi would be helpful according to the Chazon Ish. So the Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph has the following. Bad, yeah.
It's kind of interesting. He thinks in general, shinoi will not do any coping.
No, the Chazon Ish is talking in this limited context of mashing with a banana with a shinoi.
I'm saying he thinks mashing banana is worse than regular token, and even the Rashi.
He thinks it's as bad as regular token.
So if you have a heter to mash banana,
right?
Shinoi, then why would that not be true by all token?
Okay, so let's hold off on that till we, for now, okay. So the Gemara has on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, about 7-8 lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah, Hani Pilpili Medak Chada Chada Bekata Disakina. Hani Pilpili Medak Chada Chada Bekata Disakina Shari Tarti Aser. So these peppers, you can crush them with one by one with the handle of a knife, but two at a time would be aser. What's the heter of chada chada? Says Rashi, chada chada lav tochen hu elikul acharyat. That's not a lehedya act of tochen. That's doing tochen in a kol acharyat fashion, in a mishunadik fashion, and therefore is permissible. And what is the nidon over here? So look at Tosfos. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel b'shiltos de Rav Achai parshas Amor mefarish de biyantiv mairi. So the whole nidon you're talking about yantiv. The kasha, if that's so, we should have said so. The nir l'ri, I'm sorry, it's a bit of time. The nir l'ri, the shari below shinoi and yantiv. Yantiv, you don't need a shinoi. And the nidon over here is on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, this kind of shinoi kol acharyat is effective to be matir, this act of tochen. Asks the Shiboli Aleket, Simon Sadi Beis, the Ika de Kashalei, Kevan de Bedarka Chai Vishim Tochen. So if you were to chop these peppers in the normal fashion, that would be a violation of Lacha Derais of Tofein. Ayideh Shinoi Pater V'lasu Lehave. So then if you do a Shinoi, that should knock you down to a Derabana. But why does that create a Heter? How does doing it Bekata Desakina create a Heter on Shabbos? So says the Shiboli Aleket, Kata Desakina Shinoi Gomrahu. Kata Sakina is considered a shinoi gomor. the bein madach shel eved lamadach shel eitz havishinoi. But number one, what's going on over here? You're chopping it over or using a non-standard implement. As if you were to chop it over a madach shel eitz as opposed to madach shel eved, that would be one layer of shinoi. The katu de sakira havishinoi gomor. And using the back of a knife, that's a super shinoi. Hilkach mutter lechachila, kidarina gabi borer, the naf of the kfar is malacha deraisa, kinan tamchoy is malacha derabanan, and beyond is a shinoi gomor, which is mutter lechachila. So in the conception of the Shibali Leket, a shinoi, a moderate shinoi can act on a malacha deraisa to malacha derabanan. A shinoi gomer, an extreme shinoi, that knocks it down to mutter lechachila.
Why is this extreme shinoi?
Because the normal way of grinding the pepper would be to use a madoch shel eved. If you use a madoch shel eitz, that's a low grade shinoi. And if you use kata de shakina, that's a super non standard way of doing it. That makes it a shinoi gomer. Just like, by his analogy, when it comes to boer, if you use a kli on the yuchel lekach, that's a malacha deraisa. If you use a kli she'enu yuchel lekach, that's a malacha derabanan. If you use your hand, that's mutter lechachila. Steven.
Are we assuming that using the front of the fork would just be like a moderate shinoi?
Are we assuming, you mean for a banana?
Or for, yeah. For banana.
Well, that could be the normal way of doing it.
And so in what case, you're starting with peppers?
We were talking about the peppers, the case of the Gemara and Kuf and Mal.
So you're saying, even if you're using the front of the neck, then you're still not using a madoch.
No, he's saying that's even worse than a madoch, or better than a madoch. It's a more extreme shinoi. You know, the normal way of chopping the peppers is with the mortar and pestle.
Yeah.
Right?
But
you can use the normal way would be to use a stone mortar and pestle, and then the shinoi would be to use a wooden one because it's less effective. And if you don't use any mortar and pestle, you just use the back of a knife, that's a super shinoi.
So I can use the front of the knife.
Wait, what's the front as opposed to the back?
I mean, the front is fine too.
I mean, you're using the side of the knife. You're not chopping with it. You're using the side of the knife to crush it.
Like you're not, like, oh, is that just because it's easier than using the blade? Like, it's not that it would be a problem to use the blade.
You're not chopping it. You're crushing it. You're using you're not using the blade. You're using the side of the knife.
Okay, I didn't know what you were doing to the peppers.
You're crushing them. Not chopping. Okay. So the Rambam writes, Parakaf Aleph Halacha Kaf, Hatzarech Laduk Pilpulim Chayotzi Behen Litein L'socha Machal B'Shabbos. So if you have a pressing, pardon the pun, need to crush peppers on Shabbos, Hareza Kosesh B'Yad Hasakin Ube Ka'ara. So you can crush it with the back of the knife and over a plate. Aval the machteshes chayiv mimei shehu tochen. But to do it in a kli amyuchel lekach, to chop it or crush it into a machteshes, that would be a melacha d'oraisa. And that lashon of the Rambam is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Zayin. Mutter lazach pilpul in afilo harbe yachav v'hushi yaducha v'kata d'shel sakin u v'ka'ara. So if you read the Rambam and the Mechaber by extension literally, it sounds like here the Rambam is requiring two shinuyim. The Gemara only talked about kata d'sakina. The Rambam says kata d'sakina and ka'ara as opposed to machteshes.
What is the ka'ara exactly?
The ka'ara is not the normal. I was confused. Which is the mortar, which is the pestle? The mortar is the kli and the pestle is the.
Yeah.
Right. So the machteshes is the mortar. That's the normal kli that you would chop it. But you're not using a mortar, you're using something, a plate, which is not the normal recipient of the act of crushing.
said it's only mutter b'shas l'cha.
No, I mean the Rambam's. I guess it's an interesting lashon of hatsarich laduk. Why does he say hatsarich?
Yeah,
okay, that's. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay, that's the ha'ara. And I have to see where the tzarech comes from, but he doesn't. I don't think he's saying it is only a shas hatzak. And the Mechaber says mutter. Okay, yes, I don't know where the tzarech comes from. Okay, but either way, so the Rambam, simple reading of the Rambam, this has the basic also interest of the Rambam, is that you need to shinuyin. Pimigadim thinks, Eshel Avram Sukkot and Tess, that that's the Yisha to the Shibali Lekas Kashi. Shibali Lekas was bothered, why does Shinoi help? Shinoi knocks it down from the Daraisa to the Rabbana. So the Pimigadim says, well, if you have two shinuyim, maybe that knocks it down to Hatter Gomer. One shinui knocks it down to the Rabbanan, and two shinui knock it down to Mutter L'Chachila. Magen Avraham himself did not understand this way. Magen Avraham Sifat and Tess understood that Ubikara means Obikara. That all the Rambam meant to say is that you have a choice. You can either use Kata de Sakina, even in a pestle, or you could use a regular, even in a mortar, sorry. Or you could use a pestle on a ka'ara. But there's no evidence from the Gemara that you need two shinuyim, you only need one, and the u is really to be meant as an o. That's the Magen Avraham, but the Beis Yosef didn't understand that way. And again, the Pima Gadim says that will explain, if it's two shinuyim, how you end up going from a deraisa to heter gamur. And Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, in fact, that you need two shinuyim. That's of katan kafei, perish, aval lo yaduch bekatu shel sakina b'machteshes, after shina b'mashadach bekatu shel sakina mikamakom b'machteshes mechzikuv d'dechol. V'adin d'dach bekatu agavi shulchan b'shuli kli, agavi shulchan d'havi trei shinuyim. So Lahalacha, you need two shinuyim. Now, Mishnah Berurah, when he presents it, he would have expected to say you need two shinuyim because two shinuyim knocks it down from deraisa to mutter l'chila. But he says one of the shinuyim you need the machtesha. You can't use the machtesha because the machtesha is uvdin d'chol. So uvdin d'chol, we'll maybe talk about more next time, that's a different calculus. But if that's only Uvd in the Chol, so then that's not a Shinui per se, so why doesn't that still knock it down to a Dirabana? So I'm not sure how much this still helps us understand the Chazon Ish. I think the Rav Moshe's har on the Chazon Ish, which he leaves as a Tzarech Iyun Katan, still requires further clarification. If, in fact, we do require two shinuyim l'maisa in order to potentially be matir an act of tochein, then how is using the back of a spoon, the back of a knife, a sufficient shinui for that purpose. Shmir Shabbos, by the way, Perek Vav Sif Ches and Ara Kaf Aleph. Again, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that you should use a shinui, but he thinks that a spoon is also a shinui, like we noted from Ramosha, that the normal way to use is a fork, so even the front of a spoon could be considered a sufficient shinui. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Ritz Hashem, we will talk about Ein Tchina Shalom Gidulei Karka. We'll talk about Tochein Achar Tochein. And then we'll talk a little bit about Uvdin Dechol because it comes up in this context. And we may then carry over to the following shiur, talk about a little bit about Uvdin Dechol in a more Klal Yisrael way. And then we move on to Lash.